This is Memcare by Radio, a media ministry of Transworld Radio. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Memcare by Radio and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
When we look at this whole area of depression and what leads to it, what started you down the path in being interested in this topic?
One of the reasons I came back from the mission field was I was going through major depression myself, and it took me a long time to come out of that major depression. And when I was on the field, I didn't have a clue how to deal with it. My coworkers didn't have a clue how to deal with me. And so then when I came back to the States, eventually I ended up as a client in a counseling office. And as my therapist began to help me walk through my own clinical depression, I slowly became interested in just this whole career of being a counselor and helping people. And that's why depression is of particular interest to me, because of my own experience with it.
Now, do you see more missionaries dealing with this issue today? And if so, why?
Yeah, I do see more missionaries dealing with that, and it's been surprising because I think it's happened more. I see more of it since 9/11. And I think because our world so changed around 9/11 and the threat of terrorism, even though it may not be prominent in the country that that missionary works, right, but it's a subtle pressure. It's a subtle thing that is going on there. And that whole threat of terrorism, also I'm hearing more about armed robbery of missionaries. I'm hearing more about kidnapping. I have a friend whose 16-year-old daughter was shot on the streets of Cochabamba, Bolivia. And so you have a lot of that going on. And I think another reason why I'm seeing more depression is because I'm seeing that people are going to the mission field to escape their emotional problems. Not all of them, but there are certainly those individuals that go to the mission field to escape their emotional problems. And when they get there, then it all comes to the surface and depression will kick in big time, because they're trying the geographical cure of their emotional baggage, and it just doesn't work. And then one other thing is because we tend to run. Right. I mean, we have to do everything now. We have to do it, you know, really great and wonderful. And in my parents' generation, you know, dad would go by mule out to these villages and, you know, spend hours on the back of that old mule. And now, you know, missionaries are hooked up to their cell phones, their GPS system, right, email, and they just never stop. So you have that whole layer, and I think that just adds more stress, and it's creating depression.
So just the factor of life being much more fast-paced, whereas your father had downtime riding on that mule.
Right.
Nowadays, we get onto a motorcycle or a car, or we may even take a bus or a train to get to where we need to be.
Well, even when my parents went as missionaries, I mean, they went on an old banana boat, you know, out of New Orleans, and it took, I was only 4 years old, so I don't remember how many days, if it's probably several weeks before they landed in Honduras. And now, you know, you take off out of Indianapolis, Indiana, and you have lunch in Tegucigalpa, Honduras.
Let's turn a bit of a corner and let's talk about the symptoms of depression.
I think obviously it's sadness is one of the symptoms. Some people cry a lot. Some people don't. Fatigue, just not having any energy to do anything, sense of hopelessness, sense of worthlessness, irritability is one that I look for, some irrational guilt, and just lack of motivation, lack of interest to do some of the things that they have that used to interest them quite a bit, even their hobbies that they loved, they're gone. And then ultimately the suicidal ideation, you know, that is, of course, one of the very frightening symptoms of depression that you can see.
How does depression impact us spiritually, Lois?
Well, when we're depressed, our feelings are just kind of skewed. Sometimes they're flat. The things that made us happy before don't interest us and aren't happy there either. And so then when you roll that over into our spiritual life, you struggle with your relationship with God sometimes. Not everybody, but some people then struggle because they don't feel that God is present. So then they start to feel that God must be distant because I don't feel him now. And they just, then they sometimes will even get angry at God. Right. And I've seen missionaries say, you know, God brought me here, you know, out here in the middle of nowhere, and then he abandoned me because that's what they feel. And so everything is just skewed, that distancing. And so many times when I work with missionaries, I try to refer them to the Psalms, because David felt so alone. You know, I think he went through major clinical depression, and he felt so alone. And a lot of the Psalms were, I think it's almost like reading David's journal. And when I went through my own depression, one of the verses that I hung on to was in the Psalms, and where David says, Psalm 34, verses 17 and 18, and it says, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all of their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit." And even though you can't feel that God's there, I had to hang on to the fact that God was there, you know. So, and I think someone wrote the book, The Dark Night of the Soul. And I think that describes so much the Christian and depression. It just feels like a dark night. But it's the depression, it just impacts every part of our being, whether it's physically, spiritually, emotionally, every part of us.
So I would assume at some point a person going through this might even doubt the existence of God, let alone that God cares for them, but even doubt that there is a God.
Right, right. And as the counselor, I have to be able to just sit with that and listen to my client talk about that and not freak out, you know, and think, oh my goodness, you know, here is a missionary that's losing their faith in God, and they're going to backslide, but and recognize, you know, this is just another symptom of depression. And someday this is going to be history, and they're going to come out on the other side with an even stronger faith on the reality of God that, you know, even though I didn't feel him, when I stop and look back, I recognize he was still there. He was still there. It's like the footprints in the sand.
Well, what are some good books that would be recommended reading for people who may feel like they are beginning to go down this road, or would just like perhaps to read up on it so they can recognize the danger signs for their own life?
The best book that I have found that I always recommend to people in ministry, whether it's Christian ministry or just plain Christian ministry or missionaries, is a book written by Sheila Walsh that's called Honestly. And Sheila is in Christian ministry, and she talks about her own struggle with depression and trying to resolve all of that, of walking away from a ministry that I think she was on the PTL club with Pat Robertson. Right. And how that she had to walk away, and she ultimately was in a psych hospital for a while. And then how God has redeemed all of that. And when you listen to her music, you know that God was there. God was faithful to her. And that's the main book I recommend, is Sheila's book, Honestly, because it seems to touch the heart of that person in Christian ministry so that they don't turn it around and say, I'm a failure, now God can't use me. There's a book out there, I think it's called How People Grow. John Townsend and Henry Cloud. And it talks a lot about, again, our walk with God and our well-being, our psychological and emotional well-being, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, in those types of books.
This has been a presentation of MemCare by Radio, We invite you to explore our website further. We offer audio features and resources for the entire family. We also have links to other websites that can provide additional answers and resources to meet your needs. This is a copyright production of Memcare by Radio and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.